Judge Lefkoe had received threats before last week's murders. According to the Justice Department, there's been a dramatic increase in recent years in the number of threats against judges. Jane Roth is a federal appeals court judge in Philadelphia and chair of the Committee on Security and Facilities for the Judicial Conference. It's a group that sets policies for administering U.S. courts. Judge Roth says security at courthouses was tightened after the Oklahoma City bombing and 9/11. But security for judges outside of court remains a difficult issue.
Frankly, one of the serious concerns is the cost of it all. We are not in a position where we can have guards posted at judges' residence. So how then do you provide security at a residence? The Marshal Service will do an evaluation, a security evaluation of every judge's residence. Not every judge has taken advantage of this. I have found what the suggestions they made to me to be extremely helpful. An alarm system, the maintenance of the grounds around your house so that they don't provide hiding places for intruders. Frankly, I have a dog, and the marshals mentioned that having a dog in the house is one of the best forms of security that a person can have.
I wonder how, if you were to ramp up security for judges, how you would figure out who needs more security? And I mean, clearly not every judge can be protected around the clock. How do you figure out where those resources should go?
Well, that's very difficult. We will be meeting with Attorney General Gonzalez next week in Washington. We will also be meeting with Director Reyna of the Marshal Service. And those will be topics of discussion at those meetings. And I think, frankly, the emphasis should be, first of all, on making sure that every judge has an alarm system in his or her residence.
And I believe Judge Lefkoe did not.
I don't know if she did or not.
After the shooting of Judge Lefkoe's family in Chicago, have other judges been talking a lot about these questions, about security, about their own safety?
There has been a lot of discussion. And one of the topics also is the publication of information on judges' residences, judges' families on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Many judges are very upset about the fact that there are trace sources on the Internet that are easily contacted that will give you information on the judge's residence, on the judge's Social Security number, information on the judge's family. And this is a topic that is very much of concern, and that we are right now discussing ways that perhaps we can protect judges by keeping that information in a manner that is not so readily accessible to the public.
Mm-hmm. You know, at first, the immediate suspicion was that this might be the work of a white supremacist, and I would imagine a lot of judges would think, well, I've never handled a case with a white supremacist. It now appears to be, at least at first blush, it appears to be the work of a man who Judge Lefkoe ruled against in a medical malpractice case, which would
right.
be a far more common thing for any judge around the country.
Yes, it's not so much the type of case that's involved. I think it's the plaintiff, and there are certain people, particularly suffering from mental illness, who look upon a loss in a court case as more than litigation, as a personal affront, as an action that they must retaliate for. And it is very difficult in handling a workload of cases to determine when you are dealing with a litigant who has a mental illness that will add that particular risk to the case.
Have there been cases like that that you've handled where you've had some fears?
Fortunately, I personally have not been in that situation.
Judge Roth, thanks for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you.
Jane Roth is a judge on the United States Court of Appeals Third Circuit in Philadelphia.